Hey guys, welcome to Style & Soul Reformed episode 99. I can't believe it's episode 99. It's right before the 100th episode. I feel like I need to do something to celebrate for the 100th episode. I don't know. I'm gonna come up with something. Okay. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great week. Happy Tuesday. And I wanted to discuss something I've really been super analytical on: myself, my feelings, what's unfolding in my life. And instead of feeling like things are being thrown at me, I'm really trying to analyze things and understand like why I feel certain ways, or why I react certain ways, or what things are happening to teach me, and not look at them as things that are just out of my control. I'm trying to look at ways to understand and move with life, basically. And I'm also trying to look at my life and myself as a human experiment. And I know that sounds so bizarre, but it's really also kind of cool. So I think most of you know, but I'm a business owner. I own Style Reform. And, you know, Style Reform came about over 5 years ago. And I've gone through many waves of deciding what I wanted with the company, deciding what I wanted to do with my life, and fighting back a lot of fears, you know, and also not only fighting back fears, but just, I guess they are fears. It was just deciding if I really wanted to jump into the chaos again, which is the fashion industry. So I've gone through many waves where I feel like, do I want to do this? How big do I want to take it? How much risk do I want to take in order to achieve my goals? Like, it's been a lot of like back and forth, like paddling back and forth and trying to figure out what the idea behind it is going to be. So anyway, I basically decided a few years ago that I really wanted to go balls to the wall, and I really wanted to take it as big as I could take it. And what I've noticed in myself is that when you're trying to take something bigger than what you know how to do, it involves you growing bigger than what you are. And what I mean by growing bigger is acquiring new skills, which is scary, like just trying to learn how to do stuff when you have no idea how to do stuff. Having a level of faith that, you know, I never really thought deeply about faith in the past. And that's when I felt very out of control, because I just didn't really think I had the power of controlling my life. I had no idea I could control the power of my emotions and my thoughts. Like, I really just kind of went rogue. And in that realization, that was very freeing, because when I understood that if I could harness my feelings, if I could control what I thought about, if I could work in a way that led me to my goal with some faith, that would take me to the next level. I think that's what my human experiment is about at the moment, because it's about finally knowing what I feel I need to do in order to achieve the things I want to achieve, even though all the things and the money and the plan isn't necessarily in place, I can still work in the way as if it's already happening, or as if I already have the money to accomplish what I want to accomplish. It's not totally delusional, because it's something that is potentially in the works, but it's also, it makes sense. I mean, I was listening to Oprah, and she was saying that, like, luck, there's no such thing as luck. She was saying that it's when opportunity meets preparation. So I have that now in my head, and it's kind of sticking with me. So I am going to start doing all of the things that I know I need to do to accomplish my dreams. Even though I'm not quite sure how it's all going to come together, I will act as if it's coming together. And that's what my gut is telling me, and that's what my level of faith in my heart is telling me to do. So I'm going to do it. And that's going to be my experiment. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I never was a religious person, and I do, but now as I get older and I get more in tune with myself and I understand the way life flows a lot better than I did, I do feel like God is on my side. I feel like the universe is on my side, whatever you want to call it. I feel like there is a force that wants me to be my very best expression of myself. And when I feel that in my heart, it's easier for me to move out of a place of fear and into a place of flow. It's the only way I can explain it. I've noticed patterns in my past where a lot of times things paralyze me. Like, either my emotions paralyze me because I'm fearful of something, and fear gets, you know, masked a lot of times by other things. Like, you could be angry, you could be, you know, paranoid about something, or you can be, you know, irritable about something. It all stems from fear. Like the fear of failure, the fear of loss of something, and then it comes out in all of these, like, really ugly ways, like jealousy. You know, for instance, like, a long time ago, I decided that I could have whatever anybody else had in life if I worked for it. And I decided that so long ago, and it really freed me of feeling that level of envy that I used to feel when I was young, because I would always wonder why they could have it and why I couldn't have it. And that just isn't the truth. It just isn't. I mean, if it's out there in the world to have, it's for everybody. You just have to kind of figure out the ways of achieving it to have it. Will Smith, I know he's controversial, but Will Smith said something like that when he was raising his kids. He was like, if you deserve and can have anything in the world that is available to you, and the things that aren't even in existence because you can create them yourself, but you need to work for them. I mean, he did instill that in his kids, even though he could have given them anything that they wanted. It's like just giving them the understanding that if things are out there in life for you to have materialistically or whatever, you can build and you can grow and you can have. That's probably some of the best advice. And it was very enlightening to me because I wasn't taught that we can have everything in life that we want. That was a whole new concept to me. And it's not got anything to do with ego. It's got everything to do with, and it has nothing to do with entitlement either. It's just got everything to do with being worthy. Like, you are worthy. You can have. But you do have to work and you do have to sacrifice. It doesn't come on a silver platter. It doesn't fall into your lap. And I am here for the struggle. I'm here for it. I kind of am learning to love those moments where you're not quite sure what's going down. You're not quite sure what the next move is, but if you're silent enough and you're still enough and patient enough with yourself, it will come. I do think it will come. I believe that. As I talk to you guys, it's almost as if I'm talking to myself as a friend. So I don't know if you ever realized that when I'm talking, I'm almost talking, I'm talking myself through things, and that's why I talk slow. That's why I speak slowly sometimes, because I'm thinking through my words before I speak them. This is kind of, it is my audio journal. It's my journey of me evolving as a person, me understanding myself through learning through other people, and me just bettering myself. And I'm trying to speak it in a way that I understand it, and hopefully in a way that resonates with you so you understand it for yourself and you can level yourself up as well. I think if everybody did this work, I think the world would be a much more peaceful and happy place, because I feel it in myself. I feel it happening, the transformation. And it feels nice. It's not every day. I have a ton of things to overcome still, but I am in the process. I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review. And I will talk to you next week. For first-time listeners, go to www.stylereform.fashion and type in the code POD for 20% off. Have a good day, guys.